here in the laws of Shema. This is in subsection, in section 79, and we're talking about Tzoya over there, that if there is, when you're doing the Shema Yisrael, you can't have Tzoya in the area. So what happens if, and it says in subsection 4, Dalet, Hoysa b'mokim gavoya yutvachim, if it was in an area which was high, 10 tvachim, oynamuch yutvachim, or it was 10 tvachim, 10 tvachim. 10 tvachim is about 40 inches. A tefach is like a hand breadth.
What is this again, the
Tzoya? The Tzoya, yeah. So if it's lying 10 tvachim, the thing is it's considered to be in a different domain then, because and then if it's 10 tvachim high or 10 tvachim low, that would be considered that it's in its own place, and the Nikra Machaneu Kodesh, and where you're praying is still called a holy camp, so it doesn't interfere with you, the fact that there's Tzoya over there. Even though you're sitting next to it and you can see it, but you're reading the Shema, it's okay. The condition is there should be no smell coming to you. And there's others that say that the area should be four tefachim by four tefachim. V'oz hu mokim choshuv lachloik reshus la'atzmai. Then it's considered an important place. As long as it's four by four tefachim also, then it's a place by itself. K'may b'reshus Shabbos, just like on Shabbos. On Shabbos, if you have an area, if you have an area which is like 10 tefachim high, it's considered a place by itself, as far as not being allowed to carry from Shabbos or move from Shabbos, because there are four domains. There's a called the private domain, public domain, and the other domains over there. So this would be the criteria of making a Rishus HaYachid, would be 10 tefachim high and 4 wide. In other words, if you had, let's say, in the public domain, if you had a post over there in the public domain, which is it's a post which is 4x4 in the top, and it's 10 tefachim high, that would be considered a separate domain. You would not allow to be taking something from the public domain and putting. That would be like carrying from one domain to the other domain. So we should be stringent, to be machmir of the, when we're talking about a Torah command. But here we're talking about, again, you know, it seems like a little bit the discussion about what do you do? People couldn't move. I mean, what happens? I mean, just so you think it's not funny, God forbid somebody's in the hospital. Okay, you're in the hospital and you want to do the Shema Yisrael, but you know, what are you going to do? There is stuff over there. Do you allow to or not? So these are, you don't, hopefully you don't have it in the shul, but thank you. But it does happen. This is not something which is totally outrageous. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nivdvarei. And also, like we said, in the old days, they didn't have no plumbing, they didn't have all the things. So these were more, day-to-day occurrences. Now, further, he says in subsection 5, the same thing if the tzoy is in another room and you are in a different room. Even if you have an open door between you there. So again, in a hospital, what happens in, or this could be even in a toilet, for example, you have a bathroom open. A toilet has a separate status because just the fact that it's designated as a toilet, you have to stay away from that also, we'll see. But over here, he says, even if the entrance, our toilets are a little bit different because they're called also washrooms. They're not fully toilets. They're like separate, like in Europe, it's separate. They have a separate room, or they call it a closet, the water closet. That's like in the room itself. But that's other. So but now you have tzoyim in one room. The door is open. That's still I feel like Pesach Pesul by Nehem. And you're sitting next to the entrance, and you can see it next to it, and you can see it. It's mutter. It's permissible. It's still in a different domain. It works the other way when it comes to a minyan, for example. You need the people to be in the same room. You can't be in the other room. So the same thing if you have the tzoyah in the other room. Okay, so it doesn't. It's not considered by you. Imein reicha magia lov. If the smell, as long as the smell doesn't reach you, it's okay. Lifishar pesach ikisosum. The opening is considered like closed. The entrance is considered like closed. Kivun sheyesh lo gifufi mekana mekana avdilu mechev lecheder. Because there is the pieces that separate between room and room. You can see, so this it makes it into two rooms. Meaning, you don't even need a door, or you don't need a close or you open. It's just you can tell that there is gifufim. So that makes it into a separate room. The Yesh Misha Yisr, there is another opinion that would prohibit Misha Yisr, Afa Pishu Mishu Sacheris, even if it's another domain. If you see it, they say that's no good. But Vayikir Kisvara Rishayna, the main thing is like the first Svara, even seeing it, but as long as you're in a different room, you're okay. Shekivan Shu Mishu Sacheris, Afa Pishu Mishu Sacheris, since it's another domain, even though you can see it, that would be no different if you have in a glass case. You have tzoyah over there. Seeing it doesn't mean anything because it's so totally separate. So the same thing in another room. There is no prohibition of seeing it. And yet, it's best to worry about his opinion as well. Not to, if you can see it, not to read the Shema. But if you are close your eyes, or it's at night time when you can't see it, mutar. Then it's permissible according to all opinion. Because earlier we learned that if you're in the same room, closing your eyes or a person who's blind is not going to help. Because it's just potentially that you could see it. But in this case, which is in a different room, since it's another domain and there's a separate room, so in addition that you're not seeing it, so then that would be okay. Because to begin with, it's a chumrah. To seeing it, according to some, you can even if you see it, because in a different room, it's okay. But if you close your eyes and it's at nighttime, that would be okay. Subsection 6. Bob.
You mentioned smelling.
Smell would be disqualified. That itself would be no good.
What if it's like rotting food?
That doesn't matter. We're talking about soya. This is fishes. That's specifically what we're talking about over here. We're not talking about the rotting food. I will say, generally, in a bad environment, that's another thing. But here we're talking about specifically about
sanitary conditions. They
will
not.
Im tzoya bebayis. What happens if they remove the actual tzoya? But But there's still a bad smell that remains. Yesh lahachmir. So the likros bayis, you should be stringent not to read the Shema. Ad sheichla reich, until the smell subsides, goes away. Although the actual tzoya has already been removed, it's gone. But a person who doesn't smell, I don't know, his nose is stuffed or some people can't smell, it's okay because there is really no tzoya in the house. So it's only if you actually physically smell then you can. But somebody, that the fact that there is a smell in the house, it doesn't matter. As long as you don't smell it, then it's okay. Subsection Zayin 7. Chotzer Tana, Ktana, here is very detailed laws about what would be in a different domain. So you have a Chotzer Ktana, you have a small courtyard, Shenifritzom b'melu l'gedoylam, that has been breached fully into the large one. So what happens is, the small yard is fully open into the big one, but the big one goes much further. And the big one has like walls or pieces opposed to the sides that show where the edge is. So there's an edge on the large one to the big one. So we're saying like this. Yesh gifu ma'ayit fin ala pirzo mikan o mikan. So the large one has these sides that were in, which are beyond the breach from here and here. The smaller one isn't considered like its own house, its own place. It becomes like a corner of the large one. Hoyl v'nifritz lo b'melua, since it's open fully into it. So the small one is fully in the big one. V'agdoy l'vnei atzma, but the large one is by itself. Somebody beat you today.
Okay.
Two is better than one. Two is better than one.
Mind has splendid.
Agadoy lo hikibay v'nei atzma, and the larger one is considered like its own room. V'nei atzma hoyu v'nishtayru bo gifufim. Since the gifufim are still remained over there, mekan u'mekan. Lefikach im tzoy b'gedoy la'asluk v'ketana. So if there is tzoy in the large one, you're not allowed to read in the small one, because the small one is considered a corner of the big one. But avalim tzoy b'ketana, but if the tzoy is in the small one, mutar likras b'gedoy la'arachok, you can read in the small one. In the gov la'arachok, kiv shubay z'nas, because that's considered separately. I love, you should just make sure that there's no smell coming to you. Also not to see it according to the view that's answered by seeing it. When the walls of the small one enter into the large one, and they're three tfachim distance from the length of the large one. Then otherwise it was be by itself these are all laws which are actually connected to the laws of Erevin, the laws of how the partitions. I mean, it's kind of hard to explain now without seeing visually, but it's sometimes considered as part of the big one, sometimes that's separate in order to allow you to have Tzoyin one in order to read the other one. Okay, now this is a very practical question now. What happened with the tzoy of a dog? You know, people own dogs, right? What happens if the dog's tzoy is? What about a cat? What about a cat? Can you do the Shema? If you have the, yeah? They use what?
Kitty litter.
So what do you do? Are you allowed to do the Shema? So it's like this. Here he says, Tzoyas kelev oy chazir, the tzoy of a dog or a swine. I mean, people used to raise pigs all the time. Yeah. So im nasan bam oydes. This is specifically. So he says, this is a whole different laws here. The various different animal tzoyas over here. So he says like this: the tzoya of a dog or a chazir or a swine, im nosan bahem oiris. Not sure what it means. He says if you put in them leathers. I don't know what it means oiris. I don't know what it means. What is this oiris that he puts in there? He puts something in them. He says marchik mahem kimoy mitzoyas adam. Then he must distance himself just like from the tzoya. Of a human, v'im lav, but if there is no oiris, I'm not sure what oiris means here. K'moy tzoyas shar beheima chayi v'yoyif, then it would be treated like the tzoy of other animals, wild tame or wild bird animals. She'en tzorich l'arich imam klali b'memreich. You don't have to move away if it's not doesn't have a smell. So I'm not sure what it seems like an exception. A dog or a swine, if you put something in them. Now I know. I think I know. I think they used to work it through. They used to use that for the leather to soften the skin. They used to use that. So if you place in there, I think that's what they used to use for softening. Nosan, if you put in them, oiris. Something maybe to cure them or something. I'm not sure. I'm just guessing. So yeah,
something they did back then.
Maybe yeah. Maybe I'm not sure. I mean, I could be totally off. But in any event, he says it. If it there's iris there, then it's treated like the human.
Yeah, I would think so.
So yeah, but if it's not, then it's like other. Seems like a cat or something like that, which doesn't. As long as there's no smell. Ain't tzarich la'arichik, but if there's a smell, you don't have to distance. Good, no problem. We're okay. We're good. No? It's not on me. What? No? It's my fault. It's my fault. It's no problem. No problem. We got to get a better position here. No? No, I shouldn't have kept it there. All right. So now, he says, if there is a smell, you only have to go away as far as the smell. We're talking about any other litter from the any animal. You just have to distance yourself till there's no smell. The exception to that is the soft soya of a donkey that is coming from the road. And also the tzoya actually says here is of a cat and a weasel. Shame ketzoyos odom. They're treated actually. He says the litter of a cat and a weasel is, I think, in the media is translated as a weasel. Is shame ketzoyos odom. They are treated also like tzoyos odom. The fee shestama rechon ra, because they are assumed they give they have a bad smell. So even if sometimes it happens that it doesn't have a smell, it's still considered like the tzoya of a man, of a human. So it's talking about the tzoya of the cat, the nemiya. So if there's a smell, then you have to distance yourself for ames and mokam sheikh lareya, where the smell stops, just like with the human. But here also you asked before about fruit, you asked, but here he's saying about if you have a carcass which is decomposing and it's smelling, you have to say also that way. That's an interesting question, you know. I mean, occasionally, hopefully not too often, in your car you'll feel a terrible odor, it smells like it, and you realize, well, you forgot some fish in there or a piece of chicken or something, and so that would be an avela misareches, you know. That would be nevertheless, one who is walking on the road, who's traveling, even though he sees that there is the tzoya of an animal in front of him, if there is no smell to it, it doesn't come to him a smell. So he doesn't have to say, perhaps, maybe this is the minority, maybe this is a donkey's, we learned before, a donkey's maybe is treated like a human. This is on the road, this is when you're on the road, but when you're next to the city, if you're next to the city, some people say you should think that maybe this is a donkey. You can't do it over there. You can't read the Shema. Because majority of the animals that are next to the city would be donkeys. I guess people used to do the work with the donkeys. They used to travel in the place that donkeys are common. Actually, we don't see it here in the United States, especially where we live. But if you go to Israel, you'll see in some of the Arab quarters over there where they live, the donkeys are used all the time to pull.
They still use them in the West, in the river basins in Colorado and Utah, no. When they go down there.
Because over here, it's actually in like in Jerusalem where I saw them, it's a lot of very mountainous area and it's a very narrow area, and you can't really have machinery cars and things not paved, and it's not. They can easily handle that, and they load them up, and they. But apparently, that was the most majority of the things over here. So that's why we can, because they're common there. That's why we would prohibit it over there to read the Shema, because we would suspect maybe it's a chamor, and by chamor you have to. It's treated like a human. You have to be four amos in a different place.
Camels would be in that group as well.
No, just specifically a donkey. Let's finish up over here. In subsection 9, some actually also prohibit not only the tzoya, but also the urine of a donkey. That would also be done. And the red chicken's tzoya is also, I don't know whether it, I don't know what it says in red, what is shekorin, the call he says in Yiddish here is called the English in Hon or blush nidish or indik, maybe it means a turkey. I think tzoya is talking about
it. Wouldn't be a turkey.
Huh?
Turkeys in Europe. It's an American bird.
Okay, so
he's talking, there's different.
An English, he calls it an English hon, an English chicken, or it's in different. Yiddish it's called blush in Yiddish, English chicken, English in Yiddish, or indik. An indik usually is meant
chicken?
Oh, chicken, also, I'm not sure exactly. Different so he says, before there, soya is very smelly. The prince of Lochani could say, Sodom. That's why it's true. Like so, even though it happens that it's not a bad smell, also it's prohibited. And if there is smell, you have to go 4 amos. From the place where the smell finishes, like the tzoy of a human, and not like the other tzoy of a bird that have a smell, which you just got to go away from the smell and that's it. But you don't need additional 4 amos from where the smell ends. Abo. But the tzoya of the rest of the chickens that roam around the house, people used to have the chickens roaming around their houses. That's treated like the tzoya of other birds. But when you're talking about the coop, the chicken coop, there is a smell. Mostly, that's why it's treated like the tzoya of an Odom. I mean, one of the things that I have a hard time is when I go to visit in like in a nursing homes, especially, is there's always a very strong odor there that you know that you have there. But probably be an issue over there to read the Shema over there because I think that's the odor that you have over there. It's
It's yeah. Because it's from everybody. And
that's right. Yeah.
Well, your brother has chickens. So you can't do one in the back and in the kitchen right?
Yeah, but in the, well, facing it of the smell coming to him, if the smell by the, he doesn't have them in the house, so sometimes he does actually. But they're in a separate place without the smell coming to him and their own coop over there. But, so what you can't, if there's a smell, you can't do it. That's basically. Asur lish likres kriyashma. Subsection 10. Also, because Kriya Shema connected Ashba Shereichra. It also prohibited to read a Shema next to a dump, a garbage dump, which has a bad smell, odor comes from there. Afilu Ein Areich Metzoya Megula Shaleo El Matmun Mechusa. Even the smell does not come from revealed open Tzoya, but from the hidden and covered. I mean, also, the assumption is these dumps were used also for human or for everything there. Okay. Ay Metzoya Shechof Vavan Isreisham. Even though it's maybe it had soya before, now it's gone. But it's only a condition that if there's a smell, can't do next to a dump that has a smell. I mean, if you can't do it there. Yud Aleph, subsection 11. This is the final seif, the final subsection here. So reyach ra she'en le'ikar. If you have a bad smell that doesn't come. That doesn't have any, there's no tzoya over there, but it's just a smell. As for example, he passes gas, and there's a smell, but there's no substance. The Chacham decreed, also for the, because of sometimes, of the, when there is a source, or even without having, so in other words, technically that would not be prohibited, because there's no actual tzoya over there. But the rabbi is already prohibited because of a situation where there is tzoya. So therefore it's also b'divrei Torah. So you're prohibited to speak Torah until the smell passes. But you don't have to distance at all. But if it's, so that means if a person passes gas and there's smell, he has to wait until the smell leaves before he can continue doing if there is a smell. And but if his friend passes gas, muta b'divrei Torah. Then you're permitted to work. He says, this is something which is impossible to be careful because if you're going to always make people shatal midim, shebebeisa medresh, because you have the students that are in the study hall, Ktsasim Garsim Balailo, there's some of them that study at nighttime. Uktsasim Yishenim, there's other people that are asleep. Umefichim Betech Shashino, in the middle of their sleep, they're passing, yes, the Fikach. That's why they didn't decree when you're studying Torah if it's from your friend. Even if he's learning by himself, if he could go to or he can leave to another place, they did not decree for this when it comes to the words of Torah. But to read the Shema or to daven. Gozru afilu al shul chaveri, they also decreed for his friend that sheikh l'areach, until the smell leaves. So we can, with a smell like that, you cannot daven, it doesn't matter, either one, or say the Shema. Kibon shalaylam efshul l'aylach makamacha likrisel l'ispalashom. Because you can always go to another place to read or daven over there. So you don't have to be, somebody sleeping there is doing okay, you don't have to be there and go in there. Fortunately, you know, sometimes... In 770, you know, they have some of the beggars, the homeless, yeah. And they sleep on a bench in the, you know, and they smell and everything, you know, it's a real hard time.